New Zealand officials are working on options to repatriate a New Zealander who has been on board a cruise ship hit with the Hunter virus. Passengers from MV Honduras have been disembarking under complex evacuation protocols on the island of Tenerife in Spain's Canary Islands. 149 passengers and crew will be taken off the ship in small boats and flown home. The Kiwi, however, will be flown to Australia with several Australian passengers. Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister has told Checkpoint it's working through at the moment the situation, but it expects the New Zealander will quarantine in Australia. Three people have died since the virus outbreak on board the cruise ship. Some others who have left the ship are showing symptoms. Hunter virus is typically spread through the inhalation of contaminated rodent droppings. Joining us now is New Zealand's Director of Public Health, Dr. Karina Gray. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
What's happening with the repatriation of this person?
Thanks very much, Lisa. Look, before I get too far into anything, I do want to emphasise to New Zealand that the risk is very low from Hunter virus. And we are in ongoing discussions regarding options to repatriate the New Zealander on board the MV Honduras in collaboration with our international partners.
Do you know yet if they are quarantining in Australia?
It's a fluid situation, the situation is evolving. But we are in close contact with Australia, and we are also well prepared if the New Zealander were to return to New Zealand.
Whose decision is that, Karina? Where they quarantine?
Again, it's a fluid decision, but we're working very closely with consular officials, and we are also in contact with the New Zealander.
I suppose what I'm trying to ascertain is the individual free to determine where they quarantine, or is that determined by public health authorities?
It is not determined by public health authorities. It is a situation that we need to work through. It's a dynamic situation. As you said, it's a complex situation. So the situation is evolving, but we can provide more detail as the situation evolves.
Okay, so what is New Zealand's policy or plan around this virus? For example, if you get someone here in New Zealand, what will the rules be?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So public health services are very well placed to support anyone who returns to New Zealand from the MV Honduras. As you know, the WHO has issued guidance for how public health officials should respond to people exposed to Hunter virus. And one of the things that they've recommended is that high-risk contacts quarantine for 42 days from exposure. Now, that's high-risk contacts. So if a person arrives in New Zealand, we will be guided by these. But any person who arrives at the border will have to have a health assessment and will have to assess the public health risk. And that'll include things like screening for symptoms. And our public health teams are well placed to do this.
So that quarantine time of 42 odd days is a recommendation. Are you able to force someone you believe is high risk into quarantine for that period of time? Or do you just have to ask them, Karina?
Well, Hunter virus is a notifiable disease in New Zealand, so we do have powers to quarantine people. We are in contact with the New Zealander, and they are very cooperative. Obviously, our concern is for them. They're in a challenging situation, so we're providing wraparound support for them.
Do we have this virus in New Zealand?
No, we don't. That's a great question. We have never had Hunter virus in New Zealand, but it is actually fairly common. There's between 10,000 and 100,000 Hunter virus infections globally. And as you've quite rightly pointed out, it's spread through rodents and generally in places like South America and parts of Europe.
There was another New Zealander on this ship, and MFAT has said they believe they disembarked earlier. Are you, as in public health, in contact with this person? Does anything trigger should they come back to New Zealand?
I can confirm we have been in contact with this person, and they are not in the country and do not have plans to return, they are being supported.
Okay, so in terms of what has been happening on this ship, how concerned are you just generally by the outbreak, and what are you looking to learn from this?
Well, obviously, WHO and our international health partners and we are taking this very seriously. Hantavirus is generally not transmitted from person to person. It's not easily spread. But as you can imagine, this is a cruise ship, and this particular type of hantavirus is the only type that does have human-to-human transmission. Sorry, what we do know is that transmission only occurs through direct and prolonged exposure to the virus. Our main concern for the New Zealander is that they are being supported, because this is a very challenging situation. As you can well imagine, this person's gone on a holiday of a lifetime and ended up in this situation.
Separate to the concern for the individual, as a wider issue, Karina, I mean, how concerning would it be for New Zealand to have hantavirus here?
Well, we have protocols in place. Let me reassure the New Zealand public that the risk of hantavirus being in New Zealand is very, very low. The global risk has been assessed by the WHO as low. But our public health services have the tools in place to respond should there be a case of hantavirus. And we will activate those tools.
So do you have
needed.
A plan specifically for this virus, or are you talking about just a general risk plan for viruses?
Oh, both. We have our public health services have mobilised to put a plan in place around hantavirus in particular. And obviously we deal with infectious diseases all the time. So we are, this is our bread and butter.
Thank you so much for clarifying that. That is our Director of Public Health, Dr. Karina Gray, there.